When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
There are states that are, well, I can't say great for working moms, but certainly better. It's a list of the best and worst states for working moms. Women make up nearly half of the U.S. workforce, and 74% of moms with children under the age of 18 were working in 2023. Cassie Happy is with us. She's with Wallet Hub. They did this study. Cassie, thanks for joining us. What did you find out about our state? Where does Illinois fall when it comes to being a good state or a bad state for working moms?
So Illinois isn't doing too bad. They ranked 15th overall, and we looked at all 50 states and the District of Columbia for this particular study. So they're in the top 30% when you look at the nation.
But Minnesota came in at number 5 on that list and Wisconsin at number 9. What does that indicate that they're doing better in their state, or what makes a state better for a working mom?
So we looked at a total of 17 different metrics in the study, but those metrics can be grouped into 3 key categories, which are childcare, professional opportunities, and work-life balance. So when you look at Illinois, they did pretty well when it came to the child care dimension, coming in 8th overall in that particular dimension. So I would say that that's definitely a strength for Illinois. Now, Wisconsin did do better in that particular area, and so did Minnesota. So I think that there's some room for improvement there as well. But it's definitely a good sign as far as being a good state for a working mom.
And when it comes to child care, are you talking about the cost of child care or the accessibility? What is it?
So for that particular dimension, we looked at metrics like daycare quality as well as child care costs. And we looked at pediatricians per capita and school system quality to kind of look at the overall picture of what child care looks like, both from a quality standpoint and from a cost standpoint.
What are some of the struggles that working moms are facing that you uncovered while doing this project?
So there's definitely still a gender pay gap and this struggle as far as women being represented equally in the workforce. So I think that that's the biggest thing that we're seeing in this particular study is, even though we've made some great strides overall as a nation to make it more equitable, there's definitely room for improvement.
What are some of the best states for working moms? If we're number 15, Minnesota's number 5, Wisconsin's number 9, what are the top 3 best states for working moms?
So D.C. came in as the 3rd best state, Rhode Island came in as the 2nd best state, and Massachusetts came in at the top of the list, and they did really well in that work-life balance category that we looked at.
Interesting. What about the worst states for working moms?
So Mississippi came in 49th in this particular study, and they were followed by Louisiana at 50th and then Alabama in 51st place. And Alabama just seemed to struggle in all 3 categories, just in that bottom 10 of that particular of the nation overall.
Interesting. What else can you share with us about this study about the best and worst states for working moms?
Well, I think it's really interesting just to see where these states are doing well and where there's room for improvement. When we're looking at these rank-ordered studies, I always feel like someone is getting the short end of the stick because someone has to come in at the bottom of the list. But that doesn't mean that there isn't some great opportunities and great programs in place in every state to help support working moms. It's just some states have put in a little more effort, and it's starting to show.
Yeah, in Illinois, with coming in number 15, you know, it just varies so greatly from whether you're in Chicago versus whether you're in southern Illinois. You know, I think the differences are very noticeable, especially when it comes to the cost of childcare or any of that work-life balance, because if you're in the city and you're working in the city, you have a long commute, and that disrupts your work-life balance. You know, if you're in a more rural area of central, western, or southern Illinois, your child care costs are dramatically less and your commute is less. So I think it's kind of hard to, you know, look at the whole state. And I think it would be, you know, beneficial as well if someday we could actually see Chicago, you know, and some of the cities as well. I know you do that, but I found it interesting. And I think that is pretty good that Illinois comes in at number 15.
And I think you brought up a great point as far as the study looking at the whole state overall. So there's definitely some differences depending upon your local environment. But as you said, 15th overall for Illinois, considering the differences between the rural and urban areas, is really great to see.
And where can people see all the results? Are they published somewhere?
Yes, you can find all the results on wallethub.com. You can also find links to these studies on our social media. So we're on Facebook, LinkedIn, X, and Instagram, as well as Pinterest. So please come find us and take a look at these studies.
Thank you so much, Cassie. Have a great day.
Thanks. You as well.
Everybody keeps asking, what is going to happen? Is there really going to be a U.S. ban on TikTok? Is ByteDance going to sell it? What's the legal outlook when it comes to this? We're going to talk to an assistant professor of law and computer science at Northeastern University. She has some details. First, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.